Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Social media from the CCP rarely ever makes its way into American pop culture. But in early 2020, they went viral with radical videos of forced quarantines and sealing people into their own dwellings with welding torches. Were Americans shown all this to make our own lockdowns seem less devastating? And if so, what are we to make of the new social media blitz coming out of Shanghai? People are being starved in their own homes. Their pets are being killed. And it's getting so hellish that suicide is seemingly an everyday part of life now in Shanghai. Just because things are feeling a bit more liberating in America doesn't mean the lockdowns are over. How in the hell are these Democrats going to win an election without another lockdown? They are already setting up the narrative and have invested in new mobile testing machines. If you think Trump is somehow going to save you, even though he helped in the last lockdown and proudly gave birth to the deadly vaccines, he just sided with Dr. Oz.
The way I endorsed another person today, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz. Great guy, good man, Harvard educated.
And Dr. Oz loves the CCP lockdown model.
And the Chinese numbers dropped dramatically, which is fantastic news. And it's also valuable for us to understand why they were able to do that. If you look inside of Wuhan province, they had a catastrophe. But outside the province, which of course they quarantined in the largest movement of its nature ever, 60 million people blocked in that space. But the rest of the country was relatively spare. They didn't have the big spikes, the huge crises that Wuhan experienced. And it took the country to in a very different direction. We just have to copy what they did. Take their blueprint and repeat it here in this country. And we started that aggressively over the last week.
In trauma-based mind control, the abuser alternates between abuse and comfort, which forms a bond with the victim, known in pop culture as Stockholm Syndrome. This might not work on you, but they are not doing it for you. They want the majority on their side when they start arresting people like you for forced vaccination and, of course, gun confiscation.
Well, China has a number of problems, two of which are that their complete lockdown, which was their approach, the strictest lockdown that you'd never be able to implement in the United States, although that prevents the spread of infection. And remember, early on, they were saying, and I think accurately, that they were doing better than almost anybody else. But lockdown has its consequences. You use lockdowns to get people vaccinated.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Biological attack is imminent. Imminent. It's going to happen. It's not a question of will it happen, but when it happens.
A bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
This is a biological warfare agent that had leaked out of the Wuhan laboratory.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Every free nation on earth, every free nation. 800-800-3600. It's about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited edition, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I'm gonna almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every T-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So here we are on this Monday, April 18th edition of the Alex Jones Show in the year 2022. And we see worldwide depression, we see worldwide inflation, we see planetary starvation, we see massive wars, we see collapsing borders, we see open pedophilia promotion by every major Western media outlet of any size. It is just an unspeakable moment in human history to know that we've been turned over to evil, that we've aborted billions of babies on a planetary scale, and that God is now withdrawing his protection from us, and evil and corruption is being allowed to absolutely run rampant. All right, I'm going to say something here, and I'm not going to talk about it again today. And it will be basically my statement on the subject, and I'm going to move on. But it's just this. I am not declaring bankruptcy, and InfoWars is not declaring bankruptcy. It's a Chapter 11 reorganization in the federal courts, so you can go and show them their books. They can come in and look at your books and know that we don't have $16 million in a secret bank account, or $5 million, or $3 million. And know that what has been claimed by the Texas courts that are very political and the Connecticut court is not correct and is not true. And whether that's successful or not, in the long term, this will be an issue for the bankruptcy courts one way or another. And it's just time for that to happen. And it's time for people to be able to see that I don't have $5 million. I don't have $3 million. We have less than $3 million cash, and we need that money to buy future product to be able to operate. So I'm essentially making no money, which is fine. The whole purpose of this place was not for Alex Jones to make a bunch of money, but it takes a bunch of money to run an independent, self-sufficient media operation with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 million people a day watching and listening just in bandwidth alone, and this great crew. And we are what the establishment fears, real independent media, giving a system a run for its money. And so when you see all these headlines out there, did Alex Jones enforce bankruptcy? The answer is no. The bankruptcy for my affiliate companies is designed to pay all of my creditors in full. Alex Jones, yours truly, gave up all rights, his membership interest in the debtor's bankruptcy, to a trust created to hold that interest and backstop payments and claims. Number four, I'm confident the federal system has the tools and experience to fairly deal with the resolution of these claims. Now, here's what's important. Again, the corporate media and these individuals know that we don't have all this money. The plan is to try to get judgments that are giant and large that can't be paid, so they can close our doors here and try to keep me from being on the air elsewhere, which they're not going to be able to do. In fact, if anything, it makes me work harder and value the First Amendment even more. That said, my fate is tied to your fate, and this country and this world is in a lot of trouble, and so we're all going to share in this misery together, including those that are in the system and that are really destroying due process and every major pillar of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. I mean, the Eighth Amendment, in my case, is completely thrown out the window. And I'm not going to get into this today in any great detail, but this is a big story for anybody in the country. And I've talked to a lot of lawyers, including some of the biggest names out there, and they've seen these documents, and they cannot believe these. But the judges given in the Texas case and the Connecticut case, whatever these lawyers want, same lawyers that bankrupted Remington into serious problems, have filed for one of three trials they have coming up starting next month, actually late this month, that we not be able to talk at the trial. So I'm already found guilty. Did juries ever think that they would go and then someone's guilty, you're told, and now you decide how guilty? That would be a judge, usually. A jury would decide, and the judge would have some oversight on how guilty. And it actually says in here, cannot mention the First Amendment. Cannot defend yourself. It actually says it in here. This is a big story. And I don't feel sorry for myself. I feel sorry for the country. I am shocked by the level of depravity that is just widespread in this country, in the bureaucracies, in government, and in the legal system. And this country has cancer. And so this is like learning you have cancer. And it just is what it is. But it's not just Alex Jones that has political cancer, spiritual cancer. We all do. The rot that is attacking us is endemic of what has happened in civilization, and it just tears my guts up. I can tell you this. If we weren't so maxed out, these legal battles would be a lot easier. And so the biggest thing you can do is spread the word about the broadcast, knowing that powerful forces are doing everything they can and breaking all the rules, try to silence us, because they need the main voices of resistance silenced ahead of the next big lockdowns and the devaluation of the currency and the universal basic income and the real tyranny that is being set up and rolled out now. So I'm honored that these powerful forces are obsessed with taking us down and silencing us. I mean, I expect that to happen. It's still amazing to actually be at the center of it. And so there's that. Please spread the word about the broadcast and realize it's so precious. And every guest we have and every topic we cover and the information we go over is something that really scares the power structure, because they know it's the truth. Also, financially support InfoWars. The individuals doing all this don't want to get money. They want to get charging orders to just come and close the doors and shut down the warehouse and shut down the shopping cart and physically fire all these employees. That's the stated admitted goal. Obviously, I'll be able to stay on air. I'll be able to limitedly do what I've been doing. But all the Greg Reese reports and the Christy Lee reports and the Darren McGreen reports and all the things you've seen over the years and those things that really are so hardcore and so special and the films and all of it, that will be further crippled. And that will be a big victory for the establishment. So, I mean, I would tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want us to be able to stay on air and be able to move forward in the future, I need you now to not wait. And to go to InfoWarsStore.com, especially those of you that have never bought a book, never bought a film, never bought a T-shirt, never got a supplement, never got an air filtration, water filtration, shortwave radio, thousands of great items, books, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Living Defense. Get your Knockout. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Lung Cleanse. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's just that simple. There's also a button up on the top of the shopping cart that says Support. And it says become a sponsor, and you just click there and you can give a monthly donation or just give a one-time donation, and then we actually get 95% of that money instead of just, 30 or 40%, 50% with the sale of the product. So this is do or die time. If you want to keep us on air through these attacks of the system and the system pulling out all the stops to try to silence us, then this is the time. They are trying to silence you. They're trying to take down the leading voice of resistance. So I simply need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And also, I'm going to add a little link so you can donate to InfoWars right under the live show feed today, or maybe even above it. I'll say donate to InfoWars to help us defend the First Amendment and stop the globalist program. We're going to put a link directly to the shopping cart. And, I mean, I need, we're already totally maxed out, and I am expending my backup capital. And I am very honored to do that, except when I run out of that, that'll be it. I'll have to start laying people off and cutting stuff. And, again, the other side knows that, and they just want us silenced because they do not like the topics we cover, what we do, and how we stand up to this takeover, this bullying that we're all witnessing. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com, and for some reason we hide the hell out of the link to donate. So, you know, I'll add a banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com right now. So you can also go right to the donate button. But we need your support now, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's a lot of treachery and a lot of evil out there, but there's also a lot of good. So I thank you for your support. We need your help.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com. System knows that, and so they pulled out all the stops. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, we've just recently seen calls for Dianne Feinstein to step down because she's so senile and can barely talk. But when you actually see her give a speech, she has more cognitive ability than Ruth Bader Ginsburg did before she died, or Joe Biden. So why do they want her gone? That's an interesting question. She is a Chinese double agent on record. But this is just emblematic of the rotting establishment that we have that's in control. But look at some of these headlines. The Washington Post, with the subheadline, Democracy Dies in Darkness, says it's time to give the elites a bigger say in choosing the president. The elites. But then when Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter for free speech, he's a danger to the world. Here's another one. Real clear policy. Time to give elites a bigger say in choosing the president. Washington Post. To save democracy, we need a few good dictators. That's out of Bloomberg. We need to get rid of freedom. To save democracy, we need a few good dictators. We just showed a Financial Times of London headline. It's almost the same. Think about that. And you've got Harari, Noah Harari, the spokesperson for the Davos Group, saying the end of humans is here. We're going to force the end of humans. Humans are bad. AI is taking you over. We're colonizing your body through the vaccines right now with nanotech. And then we point out he's saying that, and they go, oh, you're crazy. It doesn't exist. You need to be silenced. You are discrediting the power structure. Why would anyone, especially folks with children, go along with this? Why would anyone accept headlines everywhere? I mean, the New York Times just had a bunch of headlines this year saying it's time to stop telling the truth. It's time to stop asking questions. It's good to be lied to. These are headlines. Oh, don't ask too many questions. Don't do your own research. These are quotes. And the only way they can gaslight you and tell you all this and tell you things that are demonstrably authoritarian and dangerous and not true is if there's no opposition anywhere. That's why they're getting rid of the comments all over the internet. That's why they're getting rid of any ways for you to communicate, because they are bringing in a prison lockdown society. And InfoWars is just a canary in that coal mine. They are accelerating the demise of the currency all over the world to bring in the new global digital programmable token that the central banks will control worldwide, and that they will connect to your social credit score to monitor and track your behavior. And a lot of people are going to be, well, I'll just comply, but they're always going to add more compliance to what you've got to do until you're as bad off as they are in communist China, with years of lockdown, starvation, mass suicide, and death for asymptomatic people not even dying of COVID. It's all a raw exercise of power. And I am just here fighting as hard as I can with everything I've got, try to stay on air as long as possible until humanity finds its soul again and stands up peacefully and says no. And that's starting to happen. So they had 2 years of police state. They backed off a little because all the prominent people were waking up and speaking out. And the attempts to silence people weren't working. So they backed off some. But now they're setting up and preparing the next wave of fear and the next wave of control and the next group of lockdowns and the next group of censoring and systems to silence their opposition.
You can't avoid this corruption and just hide under a rock and hope it goes away. It's not going to go away. And I am very honored and blessed that we've been on the air 28 years and have learned a lot together and have made mistakes, but overall have changed the world for the better and have really gotten more accurate and more truthful and more insightful as time goes on. And that is all the good brain and soul God gave me and the great brain and soul God gave you and all the listeners and all the guests and this family that is InfoWars. But I got to tell you, folks, you're the only thing in our corner. And I'm in your corner. It's not the courts. It's not the corrupt bureaucracies. It's not the systems. And it's three things that override the enemy. And you know what they are. It's prayer. It's word of mouth to make sure this broadcast gets through the censors, gets to the right people, and it's money. And I'm firing the bat signal here. You know, we've been firing it for a while, but now I'm like, folks at the Alamo, send that letter out. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to back down. I'm sending the letter out saying, please send reinforcements, but we're going to stay here. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, whatever has to happen is going to happen. But I want to be strong and I want to continue to persevere. And the biggest way you can do that right now is by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting things you already need. I mean, look, I shouldn't even be selling all this stuff on sale because here's the predicament we're in. I'm spending almost all the money that comes in on infrastructure and the crew and legal and bandwidth and all of it. And then we have to buy product going forward, and prices have gone up, and supply chains have broken down. Instead of 6 weeks, it's 25, 30 weeks for a product. And we've got that money where now people used to let you do it for no money down and pay when it was ready, or half the money down and then pay when you got the rest. We don't get that with anybody anymore. And so I'm sitting here looking at the product we've got, the books, the films, the T-shirts, everything we've got in stock, and thinking, I can run off this stock for 6-7 months, no problem. But then I'll have to basically implode and let go of most of the crew and do the show on a shoestring. You'll still be everywhere. You'll still be available. It'll still be huge, but not as effective. I don't want that to happen. So it's really simple. All of you that have been on the fence, all of you that have listened to the show over the years and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com, folks that have been doing that are the reason the broadcast is still here, and we've influenced so many powerful people and so many important people and so many influential people and so many great common people. It's just immeasurable what this family of InfoWars has done. And so we've already had a mighty effect. That's why they hate us so much. But I believe our most important work is still to come. But I can't win this fight without your commission. And your commission is praying for us, spreading the word, sharing the articles and videos and information, and going to InfoWarsStore.com. So I need to see. I'm making some decisions right now. I need to see from you a sign that you want to support us. I need to see that you really want me to take it to the next level. Or if you're not in the fight and you don't think it's important to keep us on air, I totally understand. It's a free will universe, and I'm not even mad at you, and that's God's will, because I'm pretty tired. But I'm not going to give up. I could just give out, as they say. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Don't wait. And get the new Alex Jones with Right shirt. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's sold at a little bit of a premium. All the other shirts are being sold at cost. Total clearance. Alex Jones was right. Get yours for men and women today. It's historic. And on the back, InfoWars.com. And again, this could be the last time, the last few months, you can get any of this stuff. Because I can tell you, folks, I'm not playing around. We are barely operating.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot, Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed T-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Here, historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back on this live Monday edition. Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. And then host Gerald Celente is going to be live during the fourth hour. We now know, it's mainstream news, federal filings, that the DOJ was working with the CIA to spy on candidate and then president-elect and then President Trump, as we told you 5 years ago, and that they were planting and creating false information. And we just saw a federal jury in Michigan find not guilty and then mistrial the others for the kidnapping plot for Governor Whitmer. They had another big federal trial up there a few years ago with the Hatari militia they had set up. A provocateur. They all were found not guilty. So the good news is the American people are waking up and seeing through this more and more. And when you've got all these Washington Post and New York Times and Financial Times of London articles about dictatorship's good, we need to get rid of the people actually running things. Isn't that just amazing? And then, oh, Alex Jones thinks there's a one-world government that wants to cut off your resources and forcibly inoculate you and is going to use AI computers and cameras to track and trace everything you do. They still write articles every day saying, I'm evil and none of us exist. And look, if you say it, we're going to sue you and rig the courts and destroy you and silence you. So that when people see world government being announced, and oh, it's going to be post-human, and oh, we're going to take over your body, people go, well, I better not criticize it. I mean, I'll end up like Alex Jones. Hell, you'll end up like people starving to death all over the world. And I look at these globalist sacks of garbage, how they sit up there and just throw this in everybody's face, and they think it's so funny and it's so cute, and they worship Madeleine Albright. Hey, was it good that you tripled the sanctions of Herbert Walker Bush under Clinton and that directly killed 500,000 children at least? Is that a good price to pay? She goes, yeah, it's a good price to pay. Do it again. It's like, oh, you're a woman. Oh, my God. You're so wonderful. We have to bow down to you because you look like a goblin. Oh, and she bombs Serbia and blows up half their major cities with depleted uranium bombs. It's like, oh, it's liberal. And the Serbs even said at the time to her, they said, why are you doing this when you escaped with your father from Nazi Germany? During World War II, we hid you and protected you. And she responded by bombing them later. Of course, it was on 60 Minutes. People saw the paintings. Her house is full of stolen paintings from Jews rounded up and killed by the Nazis. Famous ones. Because that's what her father did, like George Soros, but he was older, was he was a Jew that rounded up Jews and robbed them and told them he was going to get them out of the country and then dead. These are some really, 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 really evil people. Want to know who you're up against? It's people just like her, now burning in hell. So I'm going to give the number out, and I'm going to take your calls today on the war, on the new COVID lockdowns they're definitely trying to bring back, on what's happening in the economy, how you're dealing with inflation. I really don't want to sit here and, you know, bore you with poor Alex Jones, what's happening to me. But, I mean, I can tell you, folks, I've gone out and talked to separate third-party, big, famous law firms, and they don't believe the rulings and the things being done in Connecticut and Texas. And the proposal for the trial coming up in a week and a half, 2 weeks, jury selections next week in Texas for one of three lawsuits they've got against me here, the first Sandy Hook one, says we are not allowed to raise the First Amendment or any defenses or talk, basically. The jury's told I'm guilty, we can't respond, and then they sit there and tell him he's got $200 million. And he made all his money off Sandy Hook. I've been to depositions, four of them. By the way, this week, they wanted me for another deposition. And so I said, okay. So they had a third-party group that wanted to depose me, who's a party because of insurance companies and GCN and things. So it's the Connecticut anti-gun Bloomberg Blumenthal lawyers, the Blumenthal's son, basically. I mean, it's in there, they run it. And I come in the morning at 9 a.m. for the deposition. And then one of the other lawyers says, oh, I have something come up. And they're like, oh, fine, we'll just reschedule in 2 weeks. But I try to reschedule when I had vertigo. Dr. Marble thought it might be a heart problem. Went and got checked out. It was an infection. I go, hey, let me just reschedule next week. Oh, my God, we'll arrest you. You owe us all this money. $25,000 first day, $50,000 the next day, $100,000 the next day, up to one point, whatever million. I'm just like, they treat me like I'm Daddy Warbucks, like I'm Howard Hughes. They treat me like I just bathe in gold like Scrooge McDuck. They treat me like I'm Lex Luthor and a child molester mixed together. And it's all just completely insane. And that's the model for everybody else. And it's scary to see it happening and to watch it going on. So I'm trying to just get into federal court, probably won't even be able to, just to swear under federal court, and they'll send a trustee to look at everything and know we're not lying about not having. Because, I mean, again, they have HBO, they have Netflix, all of them coming to try to film this trial next week. The judge is combing her hair and primping. They admit it's all about media and all about being famous and all about making money off me while claiming I made money off them, which isn't even true. And then, you know, I'm going to get subpoenaed and ordered to sit there like a monkey, but then I'm not allowed to talk? I got a whole list of things that I can't talk about. The First Amendment, or how I didn't damage these people, or any of this stuff. I mean, you read this, it's like a Monty Python joke. It makes the trial and Idiocracy look fair. And again, this is your freedoms. They're not going to just stop with censoring you off the web. They're going to just stop with taking your bank accounts. They're going to take all your freedoms, folks, and throw you in a gulag. And we're not approaching that. We're here. Hundreds of peaceful people that didn't even touch a cop on January 6th are still in prison, still in jail, in solitary confinement, and they aren't even getting trials. The law about speedy trials is just being totally ignored because the IQs are dropping, the society's falling apart, things are breaking down. And you know it's just going to get more intense and more insane from this point out. And we're under judgment. And, you know, I'm not perfect either, but my God, I'm trying to get close to the God. I'm trying to just say, hey, you know, I want to have a civilization. I want a safe place for my children. And I don't want a bunch of wars. And I don't want a bunch of death. And I don't want all this pedophilia. And I want due process. And the system is, you're going to get evil, and that's the end of it. We're going to brainwash children. We're going to sterilize them. We're going to open the borders. We're going to child traffic. We're going to devalue your currency. Hollywood's going to wage war on you. And I just sit back and I watch us going into oblivion. But the good news is more and more resistance is mounting. And I've got some good news to talk about when we come back to the next segment. And I'm going to give the toll-free number out right now, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And all the apparel, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, long sleeve, they're all being sold at cost except for the Alex Jones' right shirt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Banned network in the world.
In their own UN documents, that they want to create race-specific bioweapons and other systems to depopulate the planet. A lot of this, from my sources, is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergencies, societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago, and when he got confronted by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. And they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the U.N. has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
Mike Adams and I were on air saying if they have these lockdowns for more than just a few months and around the world, it's still ongoing in some areas. Is the IMF and World Bank controls these third world countries in Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa. And they say, if you want the money, you've got to lock people down and say they're not essential.
Say again?
Is it possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Yes, if every country does what Australia did, then you wouldn't be calling it a pandemic. That's all.
So it's a short-term thing that these leaders get to enslave their own people, and it puts the UN in charge and in control. Now the UN is trying to get a treaty passed where they have control of all pandemic responses now. So we're going into world government. We're going into the New World Order right now. And so this is just mathematics. If you cut off the fertilizer, if you cut off the oil and the natural gas, if you lock people down around the world, it's going to cause a collapse. And so there's no doubt we're in a collapse. There's no doubt we're in inflation and hyperinflation. The question is, how bad will it get in different sectors of the world and what's coming here and how do we get ready.
And these supply chain breakdowns are also going to permanently destroy literally hundreds of thousands of small businesses across America. I interviewed a business owner just the other day asking about these questions. He is able to adapt and barely able to get supplies and keep his business operating. But a lot of businesses, once they hit 1 month where they can't get supplies, just 1 month, many of these businesses will have to liquidate. So they will sell off the equipment, they will lose the employees, and they lose the knowledge base of how to make things. It's important for people to understand that what has already been set into motion, including the economic sanctions against Russia by Western nations, this will spell really inflation doom for the next 1 to 2 years, affecting food supply, energy supply, and of course many other things. And then, I know you want to bring this in, but the Shanghai lockdowns in China, which I believe are contrived in order to punish the West, that's also going to worsen the supply chain disruptions and make it almost impossible for American companies to get supplies or to even build homes, to acquire resins or electronic parts. I mean, Taiwan companies that operate in China have had to shut down their factories, so they can't even ship out of Taiwan now because they can't get their stuff out of China. China is trying to punish the West. They're trying to break the economies of the United States and Western Europe, and they're willing to lock down and really murder their own people in order to achieve that. Remember that the Shanghai lockdowns are not only affecting the port operations there, they're affecting domestic trucking, which means that the supply chain to the factories in Shanghai is also now completely broken. You can't even get a supply truck from somewhere else in China to come into Shanghai to supply a factory there. So this also means that you can't get containers for international shipping, even in other countries such as Taiwan and Japan and South Korea, which have their own exports, but they're having a very difficult time getting containers because they're all log jammed in Shanghai.
You've got Biden with 20-something approval ratings. 94% of folks blame him for inflation. So it looks like the libtards are finally starting to get it, but is it too little too late?
Well, I think it is, because the other thing that's going to be set off by this is a massive wave of starving migrants from South America, and they're going to be coming across the border because of what Biden is doing to open up the border. And as the food inflation and fuel inflation worsens, these people are going to suffer collapse in their own nations in Central and South America, and they're going to be streaming into North America. So if people thought the situation was bad right now in terms of illegal immigration and a migrant invasion, it's going to get far, far worse. So we're really looking at a global collapse of the ability of people to buy food and fuel.
And if the public isn't smart enough to get that, they better wake up fast or they're dead. All right, folks, next hour we're going to take nothing but your calls ahead of Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us to talk about the confirmed permanent state coup that has taken control of our civilization. In fact, I have a very important Jimmy Dore piece he did where he analyzes a MSNBC host, of all people, admitting what really happened and what really unfolded. So I'm going to play that, and I'm going to get to some positive news with Governor DeSantis when we start the next hour. But I'm just going to be 100% frank and a straight shooter with listeners. I never set up InfoWars as the sole mission of making myself a bunch of money. I set it up to fund an independent media organization that's made documentary films and special reports, news reports that have reached billions and billions and billions of people thanks to you supporting us sharing the information. And we wouldn't even be in a fighting stance right now with the globalists worldwide if we hadn't done this, whether it is Hungary or whether it's the UK or whether it's Brazil or whether it's the US, or when you go to anti-lockdown rallies in Australia or in Canada. A large portion of the resistance is our listeners and people we helped wake up. So we are the most hardcore, most accurate, most focused group out there. And yeah, behind the scenes, also had a great effect, you know, influenced a lot of people. That's from the grace of God. And I know whatever happens to me in InfoWars, we've already given the globalists a big run for their money. But I know our most important work is at hand, and so it's very simple. I need all the crew we have here, and I need the crew that runs the shopping cart and the infrastructure and the affiliate relations for our hundreds of radio and TV stations. That's one person's job. And I need the producers, the book guests, and I need them to set me up for interviews, and I need this organization the way it is. I can go do it out of a small facility with four employees, have the uplink and have a video cam and have my show and do a pretty good job. But all the other stuff and the band.video video reaching 4 or 5 million people a day and growing and a platform for so many others, that won't be there. And by the way, that's a look out for success thing. Band.video video gets so many viewers and so much traffic now, more than InfoWars, that it's extremely expensive, $200,000+ a month. Now, we've got some of the cheapest bandwidth out there, but it is quality video we serve up. And that just enrages the New World Order to have videos every day with a million views, one video. Most of the video, average video gets about 100,000 views. And there's hundreds of contributors on band.video. So don't let them silence us. And I see a lot of traffic on the store, I'm told, by the crew, a lot of visitors, a lot of people buying stuff. Great, because I need a lot of money to prosecute this war. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. All of the T-shirts are being sold at cost. All the apparel. Hundreds of designs that I made over the years that we're never bringing back. We're clearing them all out. We have 5 or 6 new shirts coming in. Those will be at cost. But one shirt that will be sold at a premium for $24.95 for the regular shirt that really is designer quality. We got an even more fancy one coming in soon. It's going to cost more. It's $24.95, and that way we make $18 or so to fund our operation. Alex Jones was right with a big red thunderbolt on the front, the back, InfoWars.com. This is such an important shirt, and it funds our operation. So I want everybody to get their historical shirt now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, BrainForce Ultra, very fast-acting, but short half-life. That's good for folks who want to work for a few more hours and go to sleep. It's an amazing nootropic, really gets your mind focused. It's very special. Unlike anything I've ever used, it's very powerful, cold-pressed herbs and special compounds. It's back in stock, 40% off. And that big 75% off sale, up to 75% off, that's got to end today as well. And I got to go over there and look at what we got left and what we have here and, you know, what I'm going to try to purchase in the future. I mean, I'm not whining. It's just that we're in a very serious situation. So please take action now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com so we can fight hard and not let these globalists silence us. If you support us, we're going nowhere.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.